Good Day Journal. We build a speaking and writing juggernaut enterprise. The operative word is we, because you did not do it alone. Sometimes getting others to assimilate with you was like pulling teeth. Other times you drug people forward, kicking and screaming. But what you never did nor will ever do again is to allow anyone you love and adore to self-minimize. Yes, that's the expression. It's the phrase that pays, or more accurately, leaves you broken. So many folks with all the talent in the world, folks imbued by the Creator with tremendous gifts, want to play life small. It's like they have a shrinking ray gun that they use on themselves to make themselves small. It's like they walk into the phone booth and rather than become what God created them to be, super, they go in the booth to hide, to become mediocre, or worse, abysmal. But you aren't having any of that. Not on your watch. Hell to the no! There will never again be a soul you encounter that crosses your path and won't hear about the exceptional potential you see in them. As if you are a black cat that we all notice when it crosses our path. They will know what is happening when you cross folks' paths. They will know they are in the presence of someone who himself went from shit to sugar and understands that there isn't a person on the earth that is less than he. There isn't a soul on the planet who can't do far more significant and much more than you have ever done. So folks might as well get used to you refusing the self-minimizing technique they love applying. Hiding in the back of the room, knowing this life is unacceptable. They pretend they have some invisibility cloak they can wear so that the world can't ask them to live up to their God-given unlimited ability. Again, you say, hell no, to the no. Not on your watch. Yes, this is your charge because the Spirit made you a watchman. You are an unmasked servant required to hold others accountable to be at their best visually. There'll be no self-minimizing when you are around. As long as you have breath, you will demand that folks rise and stand tall with their back straight and their chest out to be who the Creator made them to be. And who are we made to be? Well, born we all are in the image of the Spirit, which means, as the text says, that we can do everything we think in our hearts. We need only believe in our heart, and it will be so. We are all made to do what others think is impossible, and to make what the divine knows possible an inevitability. Each person has that gift inside them. You are not alone in seeing your mind's eye a better and brighter day. You are not the only one able to dream audaciously and work relentlessly to make your vivid emotional hopes your reality. Everyone can do great things. As a keeper for your brothers and sisters, you must remind them of this truth. You must remind them even when they prefer to stick fingers in their ears and make much nonsensical noise to keep from hearing God's truth. The source didn't make any as creatures who would find satisfaction in life sitting on our asses, just sucking up the oxygen from the air and doing nothing. Why in the world, you ask, would the infinite bother to birth anyone who thought their responsibility was to be a mouth breather? Why extend your life if you won't do anything with the extension? Such is the time, the only time, that you give a rat's ass about why. Why won't you do better, you ask? Why do you think you get to do nothing new today? Why do you think you are free to be the same as you were yesterday? Why do you think that because you've done more than one person, you've done enough with your life? Why? Like a precocious child asks, Why? As a spirit's inquisitive childlike servant, you ask of everyone whose path crosses you. So again, you say, hail to the now, to the great self shrinking robbery. You will not allow others to rob themselves of living their best life because they want to self shrink. You will not permit another to deprive the world because they won't bring the greatness inside them out for the world to see and know. Like someone on drugs and willing to deal with the issues that cause them to self-medicate, you challenge others to deal with the root issues that makes them self-shrink. Whatever reasons we come up with to validate self-shrinking, you know is nothing but fear talking. You know, the best description of fear is false evidence appearing real. Nobody is better or braver than another. We are all born of the same matter, flesh, blood, and bone. The difference in humans is that some of us want to go into the phone booth and become super people. Others want to go in the booth, put up window shades, and hide there for all eternity. Well, get over yourself, is what you said to all those loved and adored ones. Get over yourself, is what you repeatedly say wherever you go, wherever the divine gives you the opportunity to speak and share. Get over yourself and get on with living up to your full potential. Get over trying to self-shrink and get on with self-development, self-growth, self-improvement, self-expansion, and all the things about the fulfillment of the God in you that get you to keep reaching for the best you. That's how we built this juggernaut of a business. You have the distinctive honor and pleasure of sharing life with the best writers and speakers the world has ever known. The most remarkable personal and professional coaches and trainers are those you share time and space with daily. Such as how our business is described and authentically known. That's who we are today. That's the business we built. Not built was our business to enlarge our pockets with profits. Instead, it is a business built on doing what is prophetic. It is a business where we help serve and ensure others know that their lives matters. Ours is a company where no one, and you do mean no one, can ever self-minimize again. Self-minimize in the musical styling of Bishop Bullwinkle. Hell no, to the no, no, no. Hell to the no, hell to the no, no, no.
Reflect and write. Time is up for your self-minimizing. The world does not benefit from you playing small. It is time to be the superhuman you were created to be. Do you see the potential within you? Do you know you can do far more than you've ever imagined? Are you living up to the ability given to you by the Creator? Are you ready to make your most audacious hopes and dreams a reality? Indeed, your responses were unequivocally yes. If not, then try on this series of questions from today's journal. Why won't you do better? Why do you think you get to do nothing new today? Why do you think you are free to be the same as you were yesterday? Why do you think that because you've done more than one person, you've done enough with your life? These queries cannot be treated as rhetorical if you intend to live the life you have always imagined, the life for which you were created, a life free of self-minimizing. Now act. Get over yourself and get on with living up to your full potential. You are an image bearer of the divine, so start acting like it. Take a moment and give some thought to the ways you self-shrink. Do you shrink back in your professional life? What about your physical or even financial fitness? Spend some time making a list of the ways and places you self-minimize. Consider every aspect of your life. Leave no area unexamined. Once the list is complete, tear it up. Yes, tear it up and declare your days of self-minimizing over. No more hiding. The world needs you to live up to your greatness. Today is the day to get on with self-development, self-growth, self-improvement, self-expansion, and all things about the fulfillment of the God in you that gets you to keep for reaching to be your best. Now journey forward.